Welcome back to RPE. We are kicking off season two, and this interview is absolutely awesome. There's a local business owner near me, and she has a unbelievable approach on nutrition, fitness, how you make your goals, restructuring those ideas and those philosophies that were almost kind of taught by the culture of fitness and nutrition. So I hope you enjoy this episode and sit back and relax and hear what Tori has to say. I definitely think fitness journeys have a lot of just saying the person. So I'd love to hear kind of like what got you to where you're at now.
Okay. So gosh, it feels like it's been, I was never an athlete ever.
Okay. Okay.
Super uncoordinated. I did not do sports in school at all.
Yep.
I love sports. I went to Alabama, so we're big football people.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. But I was 0% athletic. And it wasn't until I guess my early 20s that I got really sick and they couldn't quite figure out what was going on with me. And told us that we weren't going to be able to have kids, and just this kind of spiraled me into this. I'd always done like the, oh, I gotta lose weight, or you know, everything was very vanity focused.
When
I got sick, they wanted to do like basically exploratory surgery, and I was like, surely there's something, there's a step before that. So I said, I'm gonna give this fitness thing a try, you know, like I'm gonna try to exercise and like learn about nutrition and just see if somewhere we can figure something else out. And at the time I was, you know, like I said, super sick and extremely out of shape. And so I would work out, I mean, really I would do like very minimal low impact exercise for like 5 or 10 minutes and be totally worn out. And I just kind of built my way up from there. And I started in my living room of the apartment we were renting. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. And I fell in love with it. I fell in love with just the feeling of overcoming and just that grit that you have to keep going. Yeah. And so I just started doing more and more, and I started sharing online. I was like, okay, I've quit before, so I'm going to start sharing what I'm doing online. And people started following what was going on, and they were curious and asking questions, and it made me even more motivated.
That's crazy.
And it led to us being able to get pregnant. We found out a lot of what was causing my illnesses.
Amazing.
I mean, fitness, and this is what I tell everybody, like fitness is so much more than just the physical aspect of it. It changed my whole life. I mean, I was a school teacher, and here I am now a gym owner because I believe in it so much.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So when you were sick, the only option that the medical community could give you was we can do surgery and try to figure stuff out.
Yeah. They thought that I potentially had a spinal tumor. So I was having like massive neurological, gastrointestinal issues. And they couldn't figure out what was going on. And they were like, sometimes if you have a spinal or a brain tumor that we can't see, it'll cause these things. And I was like, that seems really extreme. So, and it actually turned out to be allergies, food allergies.
No way. All things.
Of all things, it was food allergies. And the way that histamines, I mean, I don't know how much you know about nutrition, but sometimes food allergies can present themselves in various ways because of the way our mast cells produce histamines. And basically they just, they just are like, get this out however they can. And so I was actually having neurological symptoms from food allergies.
Wow. And so this is like, this does not seem to be that like uncommon probably with other people in society, I'm sure.
It's not. And I think one of my favorite things that I do with my clients is teach them. I'm a certified nutrition coach. And I teach them about nutrition and like the science of the molecular level of what's happening, you know, in our body. And I know you're super into science. I stalked your page.
I love it. I love science.
And just, I think the more that we know, knowledge is power, especially in the health and fitness industry, because there's so many lies out there. The more we learn, the more we know, the better we can do. And our bodies are grateful for it.
For sure. Yeah. No. That's a good point. And there are a lot of like lies, but then they just turn into misconceptions a lot of times, but they're
Absolutely.
based in a lie and you don't even know that. 'Cause I had a conversation earlier this week, with what research was pushed between 1960 and 1990. And it was against fat. And it was like for this. And it's just interesting because how they were getting funded was through different sources, and like Cheerios has been shown to like lower cholesterol on these many levels and those types of things, which where's the research coming from? And so yeah, I mean it's definitely challenging because there's so much literature out there. So if I'm trying to get healthy, I'm like, where do I go? And so having a story to go off of like yours, like, hey, you know, this is my story and I can tell you why it works. That's pretty cool.
Well, and as you know, fitness and nutrition are so individualized. Like our body composition is totally different, every single
Yes.
one of us. And so
Yeah.
that's why I'm a huge advocate for in-person training and classes because we get to see the individual and they get to learn specifically about their body. You know,
Yes.
there's no anybody out there. There's no professional out there that can give like a one size fits all solution to anyone.
Right. That's true. Yeah, I do a lot of one-on-one training. And I also do online training, but when I do online, I only do individualized programs. There's one program I sell. It's my functional strength program, but I only really sell it to someone who's looking to gain a lot of muscle mass. But other than that, everything has to be so specific because what if your knee hurts when you do a wide squat, but everyone told you before wide squatting is good? Or did somebody tell you that all fat is bad, but actually some fat is like really healthy for your heart? And like those types of little things can change someone's life, like you said, it changed your life completely. So that's cool. That's really cool. So at the studio, what I looked at your page as well, and you do a lot of stuff. You do like yoga and bar and group classes. I saw the couple fitness thing. I was like, oh, that's so cool. So you do a lot of stuff. Like why? Well, you can explain like what you do, but also like why did you decide to do a whole array of things?
My big goal for people is for fitness to become accessible. I feel like
Okay.
a lot of times fitness is scary and it's you know, like you think you have to do ABC to achieve, you know, whatever goal you've set. And I want to teach people that there are various ways that you can achieve physical fitness. And I want to teach people that, excuse me, you don't have to do something you don't like. You know, like there's so much out
That's
there
cool.
that you know, maybe you love bar and I love like an awesome HIIT workout, and we can both enjoy what we're doing and not feel like it's such a chore. And so I
Okay.
wanted to be able to bring that kind of aspect, especially to Bolivar, because I feel like in Bolivar, there's variety. There is now. When I first started, there wasn't as much variety. And I wanted to show
Yep.
people that like it doesn't have to be miserable. And if you don't enjoy, you know, going to the gym and you don't know what to do, you can
Yeah.
come to a class where we have certified instructors who know about the body that can teach you what to do so you can, you know, make fitness your own.
Yeah, okay. That makes more sense. I know a lot of studios try to cover a lot of stuff. Hearing like why you decided to do that kind of like gives it more like I don't know, more credible to show up. And we're gonna fit you in where you're not dying, but you're getting healthier. So when you look at fitness, do you look at fitness as you have a fitness category, a health category, like a wellness category? And how do you explain that to someone who's coming in who's like, hey, I just want to lose weight? And you're like, okay, is that like, do you try to reconstruct how they're making goals or like, what's your total process in that?
Yes. So almost everybody, I mean, you're in the fitness industry, you know,
Yeah.
most people are coming in with a physical goal in mind,
Yes,
right?
yes.
And so we have a sign that hangs in our gym that is our philosophy. And it says, you can't hate yourself or you can't hate your body into one that you will love. And so just teaching people that we celebrate every step of the journey. I'm like one of those cheesy instructors that always has a lot of like, you know, little Pinterest quotes, But yeah, I right, right. Clients, like, you do what you can now until what you can't do becomes what you can do later.
Oh, and cool. Okay.
So I really tried to restructure their mind around, like, let's celebrate where we are now because our bodies are really cool and they're already doing a bunch of incredible mm-hmm. things. And then we just want to enhance that. We want to make it yeah. better. And I want people to like want to come, you know. I don't want it to be a yeah. chore. I want it to be fun. And so there's fun music and the community makes everything different. And so what ends up happening is people come in wanting one thing, you know, and mm-hmm. you give them what they need.
Yes. And so okay. That's good.
So we do, we focus on that whole body wellness, you know, the mental okay, aspect, cool. the relational aspect, the internal nutritional aspect.
Yep.
All of that. So.
Okay, cool. That's yeah. awesome. So you, with your certifications, what do you have, and like, what also do you do as a coach?
So I am a certified personal trainer through NASM. Okay. I also have my group fitness certification. Mm-hmm. I have, I'm a mental toughness coach.
that's like a coaching certification. Uh-huh. No way.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Teaches clients about resilience and how to goal set and different types of focus and really figuring out how the mental plays into what we achieve physically. That is my big, I mean,
that's huge.
Yeah. Fitness has gotten me through so many things. And so being able to teach people yeah. how to keep going when they don't want to. And then I also have my corrective exercise specialization and my nutritional certification.
My goodness, you got the whole thing covered. Yes, you come in with problems, we will figure something out together. Wow. Okay.
Yes. So, yeah. I started yeah. just with Have you heard of Insanity? Do you know who Shanti mm-hmm. is?
Oh yeah.
So I started with just an Insanity certification. I went.
Okay.
And I had done Insanity Max 30 after my son passed away. And that was like my, you know, like this is, I'm fighting for my life now. I need to get my mental health back in check. And I fell in love with that program. And so Sean gotcha. Actually came to St. Louis. And so okay. I drove to St. Louis and got certified yes. under Shanti with Insanity. And that's where I started. I solely taught Insanity. Wow. And then I loved teaching. And so I just was, you know,
and that's what happened. Okay. Yep. So after you got that certification, did you open Abundant Life and then start only doing Insanity classes?
So I rented the studio space that we're in now from a photographer. She had a photography studio, and I would teach like a couple classes a week, just Insanity, and, and taught people that like this hard workout is achievable because it's modifiable. We do what yes. we call buildable classes yeah. and people loved it. And I cool. loved it. And so mm-hmm. I was like, what more, you know, what more could we do? I'm always thinking like, what's that next step?
Yeah.
What's, you know, and yep. so here we are.
My goodness. That's awesome. Wow. Yeah. That I like how you kind of change the mindset on people who come in the door. I've seen a little bit of that with some of my clients. So I'm more just in fitness, but I really have a pull towards medical fitness. Like, how do we avoid surgery or post-surgery, post-physical therapy? I'm in physical therapy school now, so obviously I want to go into rehab, but my fitness side, yeah, thanks. My fitness side is more on that medical kind of mm-hmm. you said you're a corrective exercise? Yes. Yeah. So mm-hmm. that's kind of like where I really spend a lot of my time, like looking at research and thinking about. But I also have those people come in and say, hey, I want to lose this weight by this date. And I have never said we can. I always say, can we do it? Yes, we can. But that's not where you're going to find yourself in 3 months unless everything falls into line perfectly. And it's life. And so you're not going to keep on the beautiful trend of 1 to 2 pounds or 1 to 3 pounds every single week. Like, that's right. just not how it always goes. And so I've kind of shifted, even with like, specifically with how I do exercise and personal training and fitness, is shifted from focusing on weight and try to get my clients to focus on body composition and size and inches. Because my one client, we were pretty distraught because we didn't hit the weight goal. But then we were doing things we could not do 3 months prior.
Yes.
And she was like, now that I think about it, and it was a realization for both of us, this is when that kind of changed my mind, was how she took the situation. She was like, I wasn't able to hold myself on the Roman chair earlier this month. I wasn't able to do those leg lifts. I wasn't able to do 10 pushups in a row. And we were like, yeah, and look at how much your body composition has changed. The inches have moved in different places, which is great. But her thing was like, I'm so much more functional. I feel better. And I was like, that is something I need to push. You know what I mean? Instead of just trying to push like, hey, yes, let's lose the weight that you were at 18 years old in high school, because that's what your idea of perfection. I'm like, no, your body has changed so much since 18. And so, and that's just, you know, even with myself, I'm like, wow, I've changed a lot since 17, 18 years old of working out. But that's the process of life. Your body's going to change. And so I'm sure that is something that you like push, because it's such an unhealthy mindset to think these foods are bad and these exercises are always going to kill me. And so let me ask you with nutrition, because I don't have nutrition coaching. And so actually I outsource some of my clients who say, yeah, I do want a diet program. And if it's more of, if I think their condition is a little bit more serious, I have a dietitian that I refer people to. And then, and then I have a nutrition coach now who I will send people to if they're like in the gym and they want a program. Cause all I can do as a exercise physiologist is suggest, I almost said prescribe, I can't prescribe. So I can suggest macronutrients and what a model of a diet program would look like, but I can't. Right. I can't actually give them anything, especially when it comes to micronutrients, like any of that. I have no idea. And so I really can only do that. So anyway, so what type of approach do you take on nutrition with your clients?
So I definitely take an everything fits kind of approach when it comes to nutrition, because like molecularly, our body doesn't know the difference between, you know, different carbs, and our body knows carbs, fats, proteins, you know.
Right.
And
yeah.
So I'm trying to get my poop blankie. I'm sorry to unlock.
Okay, thank you. It's my daughter.
That's so cute.
And I like I said earlier, I think knowledge is power. And so I do more of an educational approach with my clients, teaching them about what's happening, like why do we need carbs? You know, if you're out for a 5 mile run, you need carbs, you know, like if you want to build muscle, you need carbs. And just teaching them like the why behind things, and then allowing them to make informed decisions. Because I think with a lot of clients, you'll run into this. There's so much misunderstood information out there that we've developed these just false ideas around food and giving people their power back, I guess. Like once they have the knowledge, and then they can say like, hey, this doesn't really make me feel good, so I'm not going to eat that, but I know that this makes me feel great. Or like for me, for example, I have so many food allergies that like the typical diet plan that you hear about, I can't follow that. And so then I'm going to feel like a failure. No. So you know, helping people individualize their nutrition, where like 1200 calories, that's probably not enough for you, especially if you're in the gym, you know, and just teaching them about the body and what's happening.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. So when you have those people who are on a keto diet or on a carnivore diet or on maybe they're vegan or something like that, do you look at those and say like, no, those diets are bad, and so we want to have something personalized for you? Or how's your approach with someone who's like, I've tried this diet, this diet, this diet, and do you just kind of like lump them all together and say, diets are not good, you should just be eating food? Or like, how do you kind of decipher from those two?
I think it would depend on the client for sure. Like
always, that's a staple always, thing. Right? Yes.
I think the biggest thing I run into is like no carbs. And I'm like, please eat your carbs, you know?
Yes.
I'm definitely like, get your carbs in.
Yeah.
I'm a runner. Like I'm a distance runner. I'm training for a marathon right now. And so like, nice, carbs are cool. Like, you know, like,
yes. Oh yeah.
But even for people like, I mean, so basically what happens in nutrition is if we're not getting enough carbs, our body's going to turn to an alternate source. for energy, and it turns to protein. And so two things happen is we lose muscle mass, and then we are lacking in that energy because it's not as efficient of a source of energy. And so once people hear that, they're like, oh, that's why I'm tired all the time, or I can't get through my exercise. And so I think that's the thing I probably combat the most is like, yes, carbs are good. Yes, fruit is good. You know, like you can eat those things in a balanced diet. And then kind of teaching people. So to answer, to circle back and actually answer your question, I don't ever say like, this is bad and this is good.
Okay.
Because I want people to be able to make an individualized approach to their nutrition. So like, if that is what, once I give you the knowledge, and if that is what you decide to go with, and and allowing people to kind of see, okay, how's this affecting my fitness? And then checking in with them, like, are we, because obviously as a personal trainer, like we're still working the fitness aspect, you know, is this helping your performance? Is this hindering your performance? What could we do to make small tweaks? And eventually what you end up circling back to is just a balanced diet. Like once people know and they start playing around with food, you come back to this balanced, everything fits. I eat what feels good kind of approach. But I think what I've learned over the years, I've been doing this a while, is if you try to tell them that, it'll never work. But once they realize that on their own, and they come to that decision on their own, they own that, and then it becomes theirs.
Yeah. No, that's huge. Giving people those tools to make that decision. And you're like, we're all going to end up hopefully on the same island over there, which is balanced diets, but hopefully we'll just take different ways to get there.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's really cool. So do you have people who look at those foods that are their, I always call them their kryptonite, like the thing that you're like, if it's in the house, I have to eat the whole thing. How do you, what's your advice to something like that? Cause for me, it's Oreos, and you can ask my wife. We've had two big fights, and it's because she's like, hey, where are the Oreos? And I was like, well, I had two sleeves of them today. And she's like, are you kidding? And I'm like, I can't, if it's there, I just consume them. So what is your kind of, do you just cut it out? And then you're like, no, I got to cold turkey this until I can manage my food well. Or like, how do you deal with those foods that you can't like control yourself with?
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
You ate your two sleeves of Oreos. Did you gain 10 pounds?
I did not.
Yeah. Teaching, just I think giving people back their control over, because what happens is really there's just so much misinformation. We keep talking about this. There's so much misinformation out there that people are like, and so then we say these things are bad, and so I can't control myself around them because I'm not allowed to have them.
Yes.
Well, when we teach ourselves that, like, I want Oreos, I'm gonna have Oreos. Then I don't want them every day. And so, you know, like it's really, it's all mental. I mean, all fitness, all, that's what I tell people. So I said, I'm training for a marathon.
Yes.
Once you pass like mile 15, it's all mental from there. Like, you know, and it's the same thing with your nutrition. Like it's so much, you conquer your mind, you conquer your life. And so when you take away that, that restrictive mentality around food, and we just say like food is food. Yep. And we have the knowledge to say like, okay, my goal is to build more muscle and maybe I want to trim down, then the Oreos aren't as appetizing to me anymore. And so staying goal focused and having that power back, I think changes things. Now, now I also think it's based on the client.
Yes. So a lot of my stories are too.
Thank you. If their goal is, you know, I don't want to eat these anymore, then let's get them out of the house. If you feel like, I can't control myself around them. But like I said, you eat a bunch of Oreos, you're not going to gain 10 pounds in a day. Like,
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
She's showing it off. That's awesome. Yeah. I understand that. And I know food is, it's a psychological relationship with food, looking at that thing and saying like, I can't control myself around that thing. Is it because I'm not, is it because I don't have self-control? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's because I just have this idea where this, is, when I get around this, I can't control myself, or I have to eat the whole thing, you know?
Sorry.
You're good. You're good. It definitely has been an approach that Ashley and I have kind of like taken with food. Because I have a problem with fast food, because if there's a deal out there, I already bought the food item and ate it. And so, because I'm always on the deals. And so people, a lot of my clients will be like, "Hey, I don't know what to eat." And I'm like, "What do you eat?" And I'm like, "Oh man. Okay. Well, if you really want to know." And so, because there's even a misconception with them thinking Dustin eats so healthy all the time, but the word healthy is where your concept is different from mine. And so it's not that I don't eat healthy, but maybe we're just looking at it completely differently. And I think we are, because people from my church specifically, when they come over, they're like, "Yeah, we're going to have some keto something, something." And I'm like, I was just thinking like barbecue, some burgers and chicken, you know?
Yeah.
And so not necessarily like all that, cause I don't even like that, but yeah, I can definitely see how being a nutrition coach, you deal with that a lot, just dealing with that psychological relationship and not letting that control your clients.
And what's the trade-off there? Like, I'm miserable, and so my mental health is failing. Like,
definitely.
we can't trade off like some ideal size or weight for enjoying life, you know?
Yes. Like, yes.
And I think teaching people about that, you know, this abundant life, that's why we're called that, you know, living this abundant life.
Okay. Yeah.
You enjoy life and you're taking care of yourself internally. And, you know, like, I just think that that's such an important balance to find.
Yep. It is. So that's huge.
And too, to remember that like all of our accessibility is so different. Like, I may have access to a higher budget when it comes to my food. And so I can buy like organic, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Not saying me specifically, but someone, whereas someone else may not have that accessibility, and they can still achieve healthy, whatever that, you know, nutritious food without, you know, I just think that there's so many different avenues.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. I really like how you take the approach, because there's so much, it has to be individualized. But I like how you said, like, I let my clients make that decision once I can give them as much information as I can. Cause I think the problem is I'll typically talk with other trainers and avid gym goers, and they're like, "Yeah, I can tell you why this diet is better than this diet." And I'm like, "Okay, that's good. But what if I had these goals? What if I had these goals? What if I had these goals?" And then you're like, "Okay.
Or what if I have this condition, or I have this," you know, there's so many different things that, and that's why I tell people, I'm like, don't ever, if somebody is promising you a program with a specified calorie count, if you're this weight, this age, that's just not accurate science. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not. Everybody's calorie deficit, if you're trying to lose weight, is going to be different depending on your age, your physical activity, your body composition, your everything, you know? And so I think that there's, it's all with good intention of helping people, but I think that the best way, if we were in an ideal situation, is that it would be individualized, and that people would realize that, like, I could show you what I eat in a day, but that's not going to serve you, because even if we were doing the exact same thing, it wouldn't be the same, because we're different.
Yep. Our bodies require it differently.
Yeah. And I do try to remind clients, like, we're a faith-based company. And so I do try to remind my clients, like, God gave us the internal cues to know, like, this is not good for my body, and this is excellent for my body.
Yes. Right.
And so when we learn to really, like, kind of quiet the noise and listen to ourselves, that's when we achieve that ultimate, I guess, like, freedom in health and fitness.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So with your diet and exercise compartments of abundant life, do you see more success with the one-on-one things that you do, or with the group classes and the group situations?
I see different successes. So I see people fall in love with fitness from a group perspective, because it's fun and it's exciting. And I see people kind of reframe their mind around, like, I'm working out to achieve this ideal body type, to I'm working out because it feels good and I love it. And it's respecting my body. I'm celebrating. yeah. what I'm able to do. With my one-on-one clients, I see people understand the why. We focus a lot on corrective exercise. So we focus a lot on like restructuring muscles and a lot realigning and teaching clients, like when you do things this way, you're going to mm-hmm. trigger this muscle and this muscle and this muscle. And yeah. this muscle is going to do this to help elongate here. So you don't have knee pain anymore. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they start to see the why behind it. And it makes them even more, I guess, fiery about it. You know, they're more excited because they understand, oh, that's why we do a squat like that. You know, that's why we push into our heels. And so that is really cool.
Cool. Okay. So they're different in their successes. I like that. Do you see a lot of overlap with one-on-one clients and group people, or is it pretty much if they came in as an individual, they pretty much stay individual, or if they come in with the group classes, they kind of stay over there? And the reason I'm asking is because I have clients and I've only had a couple who will do one-on-one sessions and then also like the group classes, because maybe that difference you just stated. But do you see that at your place?
I see like kind of like this, I guess. So okay. I'll have people who will come in for group classes, and I tend to coach form while I'm teaching group classes. And so then when people realize like, oh, I'm not able to do that, or, oh, I'm not, you know, like, then they're like, oh, I want to have a one-on-one session because I really want to work on this specific thing. Yeah. Or I'll have training clients who come in because they're intimidated by group class. And they come in, they work one-on-one with me. They learn about fitness. They learn about form. And then they're like, now I want to go do group class.
Okay, cool.
So, and also I think that the individualized approach of personal training is really exciting for people because they feel like, oh, I'm not able to achieve what's happening in class. And so they build up their fitness in personal training. And then they're like, yeah, now I can do 10 pushups and I can hit those burpees and I can run those ladders.
I feel good.
I'm going to go to class, you know?
Cool. So. Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. So what's next for Abundant Life? You said you're always kind of like looking forward. What's next? What's new? Because like, seriously, since I've been a baller for like 8 years now, and you guys opened, and then it was, you said the Fuel Bar. And then was it considered a boutique for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. And so like, you're just doing, and you're always pushing out. And I think it's awesome. So is there anything new, especially with the changes that you've had to make with COVID and moving forward? Like even now the cases are growing again and it's like, well, we're not really off of this. So what's next?
So next, well, right now I'm totally booked when it comes to personal training. So just focusing on my training clients. And then we are always like, I'm just now brand new class. We're starting step. So like upbeat step aerobics. I love that. I love a good like cardio burn. And step is new at Abundant Life. We're going to be doing a lot more pop-up classes with, so I have other instructors that work for me and they bring so much to the table. So we're going to be doing pop-up classes with them so people can kind of try out different things. And yeah, just growing from there. We're always looking for new class ideas and that's where we're at right now.
That's awesome. Yeah. Step is a burner. Definitely.
Yeah.
I worked at a gym and so I kind of tried out a lot of the classes just so I would be able to explain them with accurate experience and detail. And so that was the first time I ever did yoga, and it was power yoga. And it was so like, my hips were like sore everywhere. And I was like, I have never experienced this in my life. And so that was something I could say, like, let's start with beginner yoga because power yoga, you know, and so just like giving it to the right clients. But step burns.
Yes, it does.
You think you ever would bring in a spin class?
I would love to. So ideally, we're talking in the future, I would love to have a much bigger space where we could pull the Fuel Bar back in and have a spin room and have, you know, my like ultimate dream is to have a black light room. So you have like black light class, you know, just fun stuff. Cause we really are all about like the vibe, I guess, like creating a really cool atmosphere for people where they can kind of escape for a little while. So down the road, absolutely. I think that that's okay. Something that we're ready for.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Well, the last thing I want to ask is how you incorporate faith in your faith with your business and maybe with the fitness side of things.
Yeah. So we're called Abundant Life. And I think that part of leading an abundant life and what God calls us to is to lead a life out loud. And for me, I was so insecure for so long. Like I wasn't living out the calling that God had for me because I didn't want anybody to look at me. I didn't want anybody to notice me, you know? And I just felt awful all the time. And I couldn't live the life that I know that I was called to live because I felt terrible. Yeah. And so I realized that God cares so much about our health and our, you know, our physical ability, and that this isn't just some vanity thing, you know, this is very spiritual. And so once I let, you know, God have reign in that area of my life, I just felt better. I was able to do more. I was able to be more outspoken about everything because I had more energy. I felt more confident. And I've learned through that physical wellness, especially, and I speak for women because that's what I know, especially for women, it's such a vulnerable area. And so if we're able to pour into people and show them just how valuable God sees them and how much he cares, it's such a ministry. Yeah. And so what I see is people come into the gym feeling so worn down by life, and we're able to breathe joy and excitement back into them so they can have that abundant life that we were called to live.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Like for real, that is, and see, just because that's the foundation of abundant life, like this is why it would like thrive in any city, not just Bolivar, but I love Bolivar. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But what you're doing is like super cool. So yes, you're welcome. So keep it up. Definitely. If you ever have those couple classes again, Ashley and I have to hit it up.
We are definitely having one.
Okay. Cool. Well, thank you so much for jumping on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this was awesome. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that podcast with Tori. She just has such a cool perspective that is so contrary to a lot of other fitness professionals. So I hope you got a lot out of it, and stay tuned for the next one.